Just want to double check. Which item this year? Whether they would want somebody live here or me on the phone next week. Okay. Happy God. All week.
Well, yeah, we
ought to
be here, right?
Right, once I'm on the phone, that's how I'm afraid of. So once somebody's here, I'll come back and I'll find everybody on the phone.
No, no. Abraham Cole will be here for sure.
Do the out-of-town people get a vote?
Yes, somebody had to listen.
Rabin said, do the out-of-town people get a vote?
No, because it doesn't make a difference. You're on the phone anyway. Who's sponsored by me? Oh, there it is. Who sponsored it? Kevin is the fund. Thank you. We're very greatly appreciated. Out of town people, it's not out of town. It's on phone people are automatically on the phone. So that's, you know. But then again, believe that I will go to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes. Sunday and Sunday, the two Sundays I can't do anyway because I'll be traveling. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be able to do. I just have to find somebody for the two Sundays. This coming Sunday, Marriage Hashem, and the Sunday afterwards. Passing this Monday night, I'm saying to you, I was going to come back and then go back.
No.
But because I'm quarantined from school anyway, because I'm in Kasana, so what am I coming back for? To sit at home, I might as well not travel. Okay.
Who's Kasana?
We're going to start again from Matziv Reb Nuda, which is right across Kaisers Meitzah, up a half a line down.
Okay.
Just, Mem Aleph and Aleph. Right across Texas Mesa, I have a line down. I just want to start with a shayla I just saw yesterday. Maybe Mike and Shabbos, I forgot what I thought. Interesting shayla. Halacha l'maisa shayla. That the Debatina Rav asked his brother for a sack. What happened was, during the war in Hungary, somebody went to a war camp in Russia. The Russians or the Germans took this guy to a war camp. And his wife stayed home. And his brother, meanwhile, married his wife's sister. There's nothing wrong. Two brothers can marry two sisters. I don't know what the name was, but Avraham went to a war camp. Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm not. Yitzchak went to a war camp. My name. That's my name. I'm not doing it to myself. I'm giving an example. And Avram married his wife, the Yitzchak's wife's sister. They married two sisters. And she's pregnant. We find out that A died a year earlier. That means when B got married, he married a Chaytiku Kasai. And we passed him like he would have been Becerro. That a nice Chaytiku Kasai has to divorce his wife and give chalitza to his sister-in-law. No, mamzer, nothing wrong biblically. Always zika to drop down. And this guy is begging that he wants to stay married to his wife. And he doesn't want to skip that a name that the father has to divorce the mother, even though it's not biblically, he's not a mamzer, but it's, you know, for me to talk and to tell. What's that law? That was the shayla. He passed on Yehudim and Mesera that we tell him to not yasa, and if it says here in the Pharisee, Nate Yava, if he's the only one left, Yait your sister to get, the Aisha Mahalitza, to make him divorce his wife, and give Khalitza. And it's exactly what happened here. B married A's wife sister, and then found out that when he married, he was dead already. They married a crazy little guy. Totally beside. We know the fact. That's the side one. I'm just telling you what the side is. But his Ebertina Rav's brother wrote a statement called the Trail HaChachma. I believe he was a Rav of Melbourne, Australia. His name was Rabbi Talton. He writes that she's mutter. And he bases it on two combinations of two factors. The main reason he writes his mutter is because the Rishonim say this is a knas. He should have not married his wife, his Yavama's sister. She was a Yavama, and he married her sister. In the case that I mentioned, therefore, we say, sorry, tough luck. Here, the guy was a total lineup, a total tzaddik. Yet the guy had a chesed chayim. He said, imagine what would happen. Reuven lives in the city, and Shimon goes 500 miles away and marries Reuven's wife's sister. And then he gets the news that the day before he married the sister, Reuven died. Are you going to punish him? But he had a chesed chayim. Why should he assume that Reuven died? Why should he assume that Reuven died?
No, but the truth is
really just there. No, it isn't. Reuven was married to a woman. His brother went 500 miles away and married this woman's sister. Then they found out Reuven had died, and this is the place of the Kessai. So you're going to say, doesn't he have a Kessai Kakin? If he would have gone to Bethlehem, he said. And they asked Bethlehem, am I allowed to marry my brother's wife's sister? They would have said yes. Yes, they would have said. Why not? Is it so?
And
in this case, he goes to bed and then he said, don't you dare marry a chesed chayim. That's what he says is the reason number one and the main reason. Reason number two, he says it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. And yes, I remember, they say that even if Yehuda ben Maseir only does it, if he's an Arusa, he did Kedushin. And then his brother died. We say, sorry, tough luck. You married a chesed chayim. Nobody's here to give chalitza. We make you divorce your wife. But after the tzuvim, we wouldn't do that. Our Mishnah told me he did kedushin. He never consummated the marriage. If he went ahead and consummated the marriage, would we still punish him? Or would we say once they're married, leave them alone? They're not like her. We passed him. The Shafachak, it says you can be semechukula. Samachlainim says. So therefore, the Tiros, he passed him, that this woman can stay married to this man, and the other sister doesn't even need chalitza, because it's a chayis ishkai, and she goes out for free without chalitza and yibum. That's that local amaisa. I just thought it was an interesting shayla, how this Gemara became pertinent for Maisa. I think it was Maisa Shabbat. I thought I would say it over a Monday morning.
Rabbi? Rabbi, do we think it would have been different if he had asked them to Paskin, but saying that he saw his brother taken away to a labor camp? Not a death camp, a labor camp. Where life expectancy
might have. His brother was taken away to a labor camp.
Well, that's different from being 500 miles away and having no idea your brother died. You know that your brother's life is in danger now.
I don't know what happened. I assume many people survived labor camp.
German labor
camp. Labor camp was not a death sentence. Many people died. I'm not saying that. My father went to a labor camp. That about my sister. People survived labor camp. It wasn't from the same
camp. I know, but your life was in jeopardy. Clearly, your life was in jeopardy. That's all I'm asking.
The thing to say is, it's not the same chesed chayim. That's a good claim. Uh-huh. You can't assume that the guy's alive.
Right.
Rabbi Yitzchak,
he's saying there was no reason at that point to assume that the guy was dead.
And
what the Pesach is assuming.
Yeah.
Grim said it wasn't utopia there. It's far away from utopia. But it wasn't the death camp. Therefore, there's still a chesed chayim. Now, he brings the proof that we go with chesed chayim in the case of 500 miles away. But he's not right. You're right. It's much easier 500 miles away because there is no reason to believe anything happened. And here, there's Chris Achshash. You know, he's taking the labor camp. There are people that died in the labor camp. But then again, the death in the labor camp happened over an extended period of time. And therefore, at any point, there's no reason to believe that his brother had died. Over 2 years, a lot of people died. Over 2 days, you know, again, I don't know what the, you know, I don't know the exact how long he was there, but he proskins that he could assume a chesed chayim. Remember, we're dealing with a rabbinic chesed kukah. And we're dealing with punishing somebody who did something wrong. He married a chaisekufer. What the Bethel HaChachm was claiming is that this guy gone to bed and they would have given him permission to marry the wife. That's what he's claiming. So you're asking, is that true fact? And he walks into bed and asks the Rav, my brother is in a labor camp. Can I marry his wife's sister? He's saying Bezin would have said yes. That's what he's saying. He didn't mean to do anything wrong. There was no intentional wrong yet. And he says that Bezin would have said yes to the Cheskes Chaim. But what you're saying is maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just asking about, you know, the amortization table, so to speak, for insurance. They're different, obviously, to take it to the labor camp. I was just wondering from a clean, safe
standpoint. I understand. I just thought it was interesting that the Gemara dealt with Lamaisa, I mean, not today, but 75 years ago.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
With the Shaila, the Tshuva Sefer, it was asked 75 years ago in a practical case.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
I just thought I would share it.
Rabbi Mark Reckon?
Not the Rabbi Muna. Okay,
Rabbi Mark Gretton?
Hello?
Yeah, Rabbi Mark Gretton. In situation? Yeah, the situation, he's a... So the person would divorce his whatever, and then he can remarry her after he does the chalitza?
Oh, it's a high chalitza.
Oh, so then he can.
Remarry
her. Oh. Got it.
I mean, the case is a heart-rending case, if we go with emotion. The lady's 8 months pregnant. The guy's married to her. She didn't do anything wrong. At least he definitely intentionally didn't do anything wrong. That doesn't always carry the day. But in this case, since it's a rabbinic shaila, and he didn't do anything wrong, the Sadiq Shaila says that the only reason he did it for the is Nachmer is because had he asked, he would have been told, don't do it. Here he's claiming he would have been asked, he would have been told, you can go do it, so therefore we don't punish him. Plus the fact, there is a sheet that says that even if you'd have been saying it, does not punish them once they consummate the marriage. Even though he did work. He not only did Kedushim, but once he gets to that point, we leave it alone. We don't pass it that way. But it is a sheet that you can use as a combination to be mounted.
Why not also say that there's a sheet that's the same people?
We don't pass it that way. We pass it that way. No, you're not. A sheet has to be shulchan aruch. We can't combine a sheet that's not brought in halacha. This is a sheet that's brought in halacha. It's a bit different. We can't use a gemara sheet. We can use sheets that are brought in halacha. Okay, something about Isis. No, it's not different from Luna. Gimelachim, Beis Nesuim, Beis Achim, Beis Mosna. Three brothers. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Is that okay to use those names? Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them married to two sisters. And one of them is single. So Reuben and Shimon married two sisters. And Levi is single. Levi is going to be married after Reuben died. That's about Levi from the Maimer. And the Gemara says earlier, the Maimer is not necessary for this case. It's only brought down to art because of Eishamai. And the Mufna made a Maimer. Right? The Abshach may talk about Shani, then Shimon died. The Abshach made to Ishtachlev. Then Shimon's wife died. So in the beginning, when Reuben died, his wife was eligible for Yibum with Halitza. Shimon died. They both became Matzah for Yibum because they're now each Achleitza for Kaslev. Shimon's wife died. Reuben's wife reverts back to not being Achleitza for Kaslev because Shimon's wife is gone. And now becomes Mutter again. So, the Mishnah, I think it's a bright set. It's a Mishnah, but it's also a bright set. I see Yavama, so let us why this Yavama. Now, according to Rav, why? According to Rav, this should be 100% mutter l'yibum. But my, Tabi ki Yavama shall answer Manasseh because of the Lord should pass through the generation. Rav has said that in the case when the Yudim and the Serum, like Ruvay married a woman, the Shimon married and Ruvay dies, and Shimon went ahead and married Reuben's wife's sister, the Kedushin. But Judah ben Maseira said, we tell him to wait, right? And in case, he's the only of them we make him divorce. But then it says, Mesa Ishtai. What happened to the guy, the lady who was in the Kaddish, Shimon's Arusa, died. So the rabbit said she becomes mutter in Shimon's wife's sister. It is Arusa's sister, because she was mutter, became mutter again. So that's the case. So in that case, why can't Levi do Yivum to Reuben's wife? That's the case. Not a similar case. Ishmael. The rabbi kept quiet. The blessed did not look. I'm sorry, Rabbi kept quiet. There's a new to ask Rabbi. The blessed did not look after the ruler left. Amar, so Rabbi said, am I with Amar? Wait, Rabbi Lazari. I should have told him he's going like Rabbi Lazari. Yamar, keep us from the Shach as the Isser, natural of Ilama. He says, the once a woman was out there, he holds his Machmer. Rab doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazari. Rabbi Lazari is a Tahoe. But it's not like it. Rav doesn't pass him or Rabbi Lazar. That Mishnah was written according to Rabbi Lazar, who says, once a woman is Asir, she becomes Asir permanently. That's Rashi. Where is this Rabbi Lazar? That's what we're wrapped up with. We have Rashi, not Yachmei, talk about Bays, but not Bachayt, about Shrasim, and Shrein, all of us, not like Spuka. Right, Ruvi was married, died. Shimon died afterwards. At that point, Reuben's wife became Asher because of Achay Spook. Kadama got another nine, if you're not a great Rabbi Achen, they still let him find out how he's about the Asher Shachu. He can't marry his wife. The one he's admired to. And he can't marry his mother's wife. That's how made the Yishna Shashani Achu, but he's not a child who's admired to. When she's left, Reuben's wife is left. It says it's Asher for Yibu. Rabbi Lazar, he prepared the Shammai. Now, Rabbi Lazar takes it to an extreme. Rabbi Lazar says, if a guy is a Yusham, that's zero. Reuben married a woman. Divorced her and took her back. And died without children. So when he dies, there's no Isser. But at the point when Reuben had divorced this woman, she had become Asher to Shimon as Eshetach. Therefore, it was it said, she never falls with evil. Now, this was a woman that was quit from. When Reuben married the woman, she was eligible for evil. Then, Reuben divorced her. She became ineligible for evil. Then Reuben took her back. She became re-eligible for evil. You know what it says? She can never have evil. However, I'm not under all of Shach as this and Gush Shach. Nothing. What it says? I think what it says, I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know. I should look it up. I don't know. That's a good question. What would it was to say? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I could take a look. I should have looked it up. I apologize. It's a failing of mine. I'm Chalitza. She gets Chalitza. The Gemara explains why. No, the Gemara said the beginning of the summer. Okay, we'll have to look with it a little bit. Go to Gemara. Hey, Madame Rabbi, how's your Gemara? Then Rabbi said no. It wouldn't have been a good answer. Because Abraham Rabbi Lazar Eichel Lechai to Pesach Tefila. Rabbi Lazar's case is different. When Reuben actually died, she never became Mutter. She had been Mutter while Reuben was married to her the first time. But at Reuben's death, she didn't fall evil because the divorce had preceded that. Historically speaking, following the timeline, Reuben had married her, divorced her, then remarried her, then died. When he died, Reuben never kicked in. Yibum was already banned from the moment he divorced her. Here, she fell with Yibum. After the death of Reuben. That was our case. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar does not apply here. Rabbi Lazar is only Machmer because he never went to Yibum. That Issa preceded the husband's death. Here, the Issa did not precede the husband's death. It came close to the husband's death. So therefore, it's good I didn't give him that answer, because he would have told me that it's no comparison. That's Rashi. The Shasta Vila lay in Kazori. In the time of the Vila, it's Rashi. She was asked to be mourning. Hadar Amar, then Rabbi said, no, the blood would apply here too. The answer would have been a good answer. Because Natanya, this is a proof, right? Meitzah Ishtai, the brother I heard, Meitzah Yaventai, Mutter Ishtai. This is talking about our case. Guy did Kedushin to a sister of his Yavama. When they died, Shimon went and did Kedushin to Reuven's sister. Right. And then, what? Post death.
Wasn't supposed to.
Christ the begotten. So our mother says, Meita Ishtai, Meita Yaventai, Mutter Meishtai. If the Ablama dies, he can marry his wife. The Tikka is off. Meita Ishtai, I see Ablama can let his wife to Shadana. If his wife dies, she doesn't become Mutter again. So our mother clearly said that he doesn't hold that she becomes Mutter again. So Rav doesn't hold like a blazer. So when you ask from Rav, the answer is Rav Blazer disagrees with you. You ask me a question from a Bryce, that's Rav Blazer speaking. And I have the favorite Rav Blazer said that he doesn't become Mutter again. I don't have to pass through Rav Blazer, Rav said. And therefore, the Kasha Rav is the longest Rav. Yes, there are Tanoim that disagree with Rav. The Rav holds as the other Tanoim. Let me just do Rashi. So let's just move Rav out. Yes.
It
used to be
that when the
children
would go off the war, they would give their wife a guest.
That was a Takoma, the Dabar HaMelech, their guest.
Right. So
I mean, he probably would show
that.
Yeah.
So if they did that once, right, he survived, he came back, and then he was with his wife again, and then he went out for again.
According to this, ain't no kinnah. According to Blazer, she would never be eligible to leave.
He wouldn't have to give her again.
The get was to prevent. No, see, it depends what the get was for. If the get was to prevent evil, you're right. But if the get was, and according to Blazer, you wouldn't have to give her. But the get was to prevent the Google. What happens if he gets captured and we never hear where he is? So for that reason, he would have to give her a guess. In your case. We don't want a woman stuck.
And then he would do that each time they would go out there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess. Thank you, Gemara. Famous move Ravati, on the Red Lush. So are we saying now that the Machlaikis Amaroyim is the Machlaikis Tanoim? The Shmuel Ravati holds like a blotter that once a woman becomes after, she never becomes mutter. So they say no. I feel the same with Rabban. They say that Rabban and Agrita. Again, because the Rabban and Rabban argue in the case of the one that divorced his wife, remarried her. Rabban say, at the time of the death, she's eligible for evil. And Rabban says, at one point, she became lesser before that. Who says Rabban would say that here, where at the time of the death, she's mutter for evil? Rav Blazer happens to be consistent. The Rabbanon, they don't necessarily say that, I mean, here, Ma'atkan, the community of Rabbanon, was just in the field of the Israelite. There, Rabbanon says she's Mutter because at the time of that, she became Mutter. Avalon had inside from the Rabbanonite. Here, she became Israel post that. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it and say, after that, she was Mutter. But after that, she became Master. So it's more than that, he says, since she became Master, she became Master. Rabbanon would agree. Meaning, because Rabbanon argued on the Blazer in the case of the double marriage, when he married her, divorced her, married her, that doesn't prove that the Rabbanon would say over here that she became usher after her husband died because her brother-in-law married her sister, so she became a chesedukha, that she would never become mutter again, or that she would become mutter again. There's no bearing on that case. And therefore, it's more of Rashi saying, Rabban would agree to us. Rav says, Rabban would agree to him. Rashi. I tell him, I'm going to lay down the road of the very Shabbat, I've been Megaris, just to the zero. He's in the field of Eilof, from the moment Rumi died, right in Shabbat. The instance of the Chaya of Rumi, not any hostile. They hold the fact that it was us during the lifetime of the brother when he divorced, it doesn't make a difference. The letter may mean any curve, but the Shabbat of Eilof, you can't say at the time of death, that happened prior to that. I will be right in the kind of collection I'm in the field of Eilach Yitzchak. She became much of post-death. So I any kind of the shot, he could give me one day alone. And there was a hectic here. At one point, he could marry her, but then again, afterwards, he couldn't marry her. So therefore, likely, Rabbanah would agree. So it's about like this Rabbi Shmuel in the Rabbanah. And everybody agrees, but Blazer says clearly, that if Yavama is under at any point, prior clear to death, post-death, makes no difference, she never becomes Mutter again. Something Mr. Bites. A woman should not, a Yavama should not receive Chalitah, nor receive Yibam, till 3 months after her husband died. Now, if she does, then her whole Machlaikas at the beginning of the parish, whether well, Chalitah is Mubarak, small Chalitah, is it good, is it not good, is the Yibam good, those are Machlaikas if you're asking her a slut. That was if they did it already. If they come to Beth and they ask, can I do Yibam or Chalitah? The answer is, don't do anything for 3 months. Why? The Gemara will explain. If they did, that's a new question. Did it work? Did it not work? But during the 3 months, we tell people, don't do Chalitza and don't do Yibam. Why? The Gemara will explain. No, the Gemara will explain. Okay? Shai, Kol Shai Hanasin. Every other woman, their marriage terminates. Even if she's not a Yibam. Even if she became widowed or divorced. But Yitzhatsu and Yitzhatsu should not have Erison nor Nisun as you and Shresh Kadash. This is a white woman. We want 3 months. Whether the husband was home, whether he was in China. Whether he was 105 or 35. Whether she was in Arusa, which means they never lived together, or whether she was in a sewer. No, we're not about that kind of thing. Echad Arusa, Atiyah and Shlesh Kadash. Echad Betulah, Echad Bulah. Whether the woman ever had a relationship with her husband or didn't. Echad Grusha, Echad Amada. Divorcees or widows. Echad Nesua, Echad Arusa. And the Gemara is going to say it's not a repeat. Arusa is a Tula, and Nesua is a Bulah. The Gemara is going to ask the question. The Yehuda theory. Zakaki. The Sula is the Mu'ula, the Sarusa is the Sula, the Gemara by the Gemara will ask. I have forsaken the Sula, my Musa has been the Sula, the Mu'ula, the Mu'ula, the repetition. The Yehuda, and the Sula is just our Sula. The Yehuda said, there's no reason to ban Eris. They're not going to live together. The problem is that we want to make sure she's not pregnant. Right? So the Tanakhama made a one point. Even we know she's not pregnant, we're not going to let her get married. Yehuda says, hello, if she got married to her first husband, she might be pregnant. So you can't let the second husband marry her, but you can let him do heresy. Why not let him do heresy? He's not going to live with her. And by the time he doesn't assume, we'll know whether she was pregnant or not. It won't be empty every divorce. Again, sometimes you are, there's a pressure, but that's not the point. So he writes one. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with marrying her. It's not evil. What do you mean? She was in a suah. And a suah means that your suah is not going to be more than 100 anyway. She had the suah. Again, a woman was married. Then her husband died. Tana Kama said she can't have Erison for 3 months. The Yehuda says, why not? He doesn't hold him for life. And Ruth says she left him. And if she was only in Arusa, why can't we let her do the Zuma? She was not pregnant. Chutz min Arusa shel Yehuda. Remember in the second Shabbos we said that in Yehuda, they used to put the Aris and Arusa together in a room, basically the Gatva, and therefore, we have to assume that Yehuda was there. So Arusa and Yehuda, for all practical purposes, doesn't have the fact that she's not pregnant. She might be pregnant. But if she's not in Yehuda, why in the world are we mocking her? She's not pregnant. Tanakhama made a wide wound. I don't guess. Cross the board. 3 months, no marriage, nothing. Zero. We're not talking about Yavama now. Every woman that a marriage terminates, whether it terminates in Harrison, whether it terminates in the Sum, whether it terminates through widowhood, whether it terminates through divorce. Every woman that marriage terminates needs to wait 3 months. But you understand?
Rabbi, and that includes those not of childbearing ability?
That includes not childbearing ability. According to the Tanakhama, right book, totally no difference. As I said, it can be in China for the last 5 years, it can be 105, she can be 98. Chutz min Arusa shel Yehuda v'shel Gatva, Rashi. That's Rashi. And the Suez Yitzhatsu, the China, The reason of separation, not by your woman now, the reason of separation by a regular person, which will happen in therapy, which was everything. You want to differentiate whose child it is in case he's pregnant. So they say that something that's due to sexual reason, something that's out of action. We don't want to have it suffering. Everything, like a little if all she does is everything, there's no doubt. She's not pregnant from the second one. Karusis, you know, to me, the way you have a reason. Kutsman, I was just a Yehuda. The time of parents had a silver two words in the first marriage of silver. The Yehuda and the Shabbat and the Chassid, I got the title of the Chassid. They used to put the Chassid in the room because they said, the Chassid was a rocket who was happy to be to be accustomed to her and able to play with her. Meaning have a relationship. So the advice is that they had to be with this one. We wanted them to have a close relationship so when they get to marriage, there should be no embarrassment. So you can see them a ball, but the flip side is, they might not wait till then. They might live with her right now. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yaisi, in Rabbi Yaisi, there's an Achleikas Rishaylim. I'm going to learn like Rashi. Rabbi Yaisi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Point to Rashi. Rabbi Yaisi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. The source, I'm sorry, Arusis Yinasu. The Suez, the Yehuda had said, can have Eris. And then she says, hold. If she's a widow, is Avelis. Avelis prevents her from getting married to a second husband, even Harrison, for 30 days. So, it's a technical issue. In Halakha, we've actually learned that she's in total agreement with Yehuda. She has a technicality. If she's a widow, how are we letting her get heirs into the second husband? Didn't she just lose her first husband? Doesn't she have that thing with the solution? That's his argument. Tell my husband, you guys, Kutzman and Amona, they are evil. She has that thing with. So it's not about Lakers in the local worrying about the pregnancy. The side issue where Yankee disagrees with the Yehuda, which the Gemara will allow.
Where is Yehuda to argue with that?
The Gemara is going to deal with that. Yes. Rashi, Kalanashim Yisaris, Rabbi Yaisi and the Suez Kali. They're going on the case. Why don't you come and work with you? Kalanashim Yisaris Yisaris with the Kalanashim. I basically agree with you. But you agree that Eris is not doing to him. I allow Eris. You probably have a high argument. So like the last time in Amanda with Rusha. You didn't differentiate between a widow and a divorcee. The entire time one of the artists says, you may have one. You allowed an Amanda to get Eris in during your have Eris. But not to Rabbi Amanda and the Suez Kali. Of course, you may have one. I hope. There's a 30-day restriction by technicality. The may evil, available. The high call on Russian Yisarsu, love the Muti Arusa and Yotze. It's not to exclude an Arusa from getting married. The Russian community is here. Right, there's no available for an Arusa. They got to be on corner if they make a chamber of you. So remember, back at the end of the third day, the Yankee was the one that said, you don't have to wait 3 months until the woman turns over. There are all kinds of materials to keep that. You shouldn't need 3 months. When a woman is Nagana, he was the biggest maker. So, obviously, he's not going to be not one more than Rashi. So, therefore, he left the Arusa get married. So, I'm going to still take a black. This is just an Achleikus about Avelis. I'm going to be sad and disagree with Rashi. But we're going to learn Rashi. The Rabbi Yaisi is a green shirt, Yehuda, and everything. One issue he disagrees, and it's a technicality called Avelis. So there's a 30-day hold on a widow having Eris.
Well,
this is Rashi.
Yeah,
you want to know what the other example is? I don't mind telling you, but I don't want to confuse you.
No, I'm just wondering, and we had all these cases that you get there. We never break right into an email like Avelis. Why
not
we bring it in the day with Joseph Shita?
Yeah.
So never before did we have it.
We never talked about marriage in 30 days, did we?
That was 3 months, right?
Okay, it's not for Avis. The Buddha said not for Avis. That's the way 3 months in the sewer.
Right.
But for Avis, we don't make the way 3 months in the Buddha said. Avis doesn't create a problem. But like he says, and I'm money, you have to wait 30 days. No. Not at all. See, today, she's never going to get you. theoretically, Rahmana would find if somebody would collapse at the chuppah between Kirushin and Tzuin, that would be a second Marcus. Everybody should have a Rishus Yamim Shalom. Okay. Other Rishonim disagree on the point. They say the fact that Rabbi Yaisi was making over there because the woman turns over has nothing to do with the Gzeira here of making Gzeira like Loipuk. Rashi says if Yaisi's a bigger maker, so of course he wouldn't make a Loipuk. Maybe he would make a Loipuk. Then in Arusa can't get married. He's making over there, there was a technicality. But Rashi says that since he's making over there, he probably is making over here too. Let's think about it. Like, I can understand why if they come to death and the guy says, I'd like to be the Yavim, where we say, hold. You don't know that your sister-in-law is not pregnant. You have to wait 90 days to ascertain whether she's eligible for evil. Because if she's pregnant, you're marrying your brother's wife. You're dealing with fire. Well, that's what the Mishnah is saying. But why doesn't the Mishnah start right away? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is agreeing to what you just said. So this rabbi, I can understand when they go to Bezin, and he wants to grieve them. The rabbi say, Bezin says to him, you're playing with fire. If you're going to do Yibum, and she ended up being pregnant from your brother, you violated Eishuzah. Don't be stupid. Let me just finish. Don't be stupid. Wait 3 months. We can understand that. The Kabbalah of Israel is after Eishuzah. Anyway, sacrifice am I. Why don't we let her do Chalitza? What's the problem with doing Chalitza? Yes. Yes, the Torah never said it's not a mitzvah for 3 months. You want to know why the Torah didn't put that into the book? I don't know. But the Torah didn't put it into the book. The Torah says he dies, she's eligible for evil. Our Mishnah says, don't touch him for 3 months. It's sensible, because we don't know for sure that he has no children. But Chalitza, what's the problem? Now, according to Eslachish, the problem is that Chalitza's Mubarak loy shema Chalitza. He said that at the beginning of the day. But Rabbi Yekin has said that if you do Chalitza, it works. So why do we advise no Chalitza? Rabbi Yekin has said that if you do it, it works. So do it. Yes. Rabbi Yekin has said Chalitza's Mubarak shema Chalitza. Correct? So why do we tell people don't do Chalitza? Let's give the Gemara a chance to explain it, though. Thanks to the Gemara.
Before you go into it, Rabbi, can I just ask a quick question before you go into it? I apologize if someone asked this question already. I couldn't quite hear. But why isn't simply this answered by saying it's not a matter of whether she's pregnant or not. Chalitza itself is a part of the mitzvah that is simply not activated unless she is not pregnant. In other words, it's just simply not activated. Why isn't the question answered that way?
100% right. If the halacha would be that if she received chalitza during the 3 months, it doesn't work. Because it wasn't activated. Which is Rish Lakish's halacha back at the beginning of the parent. But Rabbi Yochanan clearly stated there that if she did receive chalitza, she's free to go.
So this is an answer for Rabbi Yochanan. This is an answer for
Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm sorry.
Famous to have a chup to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Chalitza Muparis Fabul Chalitza. Something Amar Malad me a sitting where Rabbi Yochanan got the sitting. Didn't we slug him up anyway? We don't pass to Rabbi Yochanan. Famous Mahanami have a chup. There should be a second question for Rabbi Yochanan. Something Amar now. Right. How could I know time on? The reason we advise against Chalitza, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Shemi Yehavlan Ben Kayama, because maybe she is pregnant. And she will have a child, but if this happens, Chalitza Kurs Mugula will have to announce that this woman who received Chalitza, it was not a good Chalitza. And therefore, she is allowed to marry a Kayan. And we don't want to have to do that. So therefore, we say, don't do chalitza. If you did it, you did it. But if you ask us for advice, don't put us in a position that we might have to announce that the woman becomes mutter lakuna. Affecting my mitzvah, why does it bother her? So the Gemara, Dilma, Ika da havi b'chalitza, lo havi b'chalitza, or mitzvah z'rakuna. There might be people around by the chalitza. They won't be around by the announcement that the chalitza didn't work. And either they will not let this woman marry a kayan, or they will say a chalitza can marry a kayan. And therefore, we don't want to do it. Not, but they have it. Rebecca says it worked. We don't want to do it. We don't want to put the woman in that position. Rashi. That's Rashi. Ella was talking to Tanai. Ulaha Gimel made him better. She's not pregnant. She's nothing. Oh, you need people to not say, oh, she miscarried, she married a culture. The bottom line is, she got chalitza. Let me tell you to the guest. We have to talk to the chalitza. She's not pregnant. She's not pregnant. The chalitza is more bad explanation of chalitza. As the Swami had said, chalitza doesn't work when she's pregnant. The Lami has given the drink of everything we swung him up anyway, as he did. And the Lami has given him to. What difference does it make if we have two kashas or one kasha? Now, to me, if you talk to Kamaik, if you come up with a theory for the first one, they can laugh to have this one. The wise answer is it's no swung up, because it might just be we don't want chalitza, preferably, because we don't want to put her in a position that we might have to announce about her that she's much of a kuda. And therefore, we say to him, don't do chalitza. If he did it, that's what it was. Something about it. Sinner, I'm not.
Am I ready? Is there a logical reason why a glusha cannot marry a kohen? Is it just because they're expressive? There's nothing wrong with
the woman. I'm going to give you a logical reason. I can make one up. I can make one up, and we're trying to say logical reasons, but it doesn't make a difference. The reason is that we want a kohen to marry a quote-unquote an unblemished woman. Glusha is a blemish of some sort.
A blemish because there's something wrong with her personality or because she was already with a man?
Neither of the two, but because she got divorced.
Okay, so a chalutza, in a manner of speaking, is a lot different than a glusha.
Glusha is a rabbinic answer, according to Moshe Shai. According to Rashi, it's a machlek, it's a norm of the chalutza, it's a rice or not. But according to Moshe Shai, the chalutza is definitely a drabbanon.
Okay, thank you.
Back to Gemara. Tinnach Amanam. Glusha ma'ika l'meva. The answer you just gave me, that we don't want chalitza for 3 months, is because we might have to announce that she's mutter lakuna works if her husband died. What happened if Reuven divorced his wife? Right? And then, John divorced his wife. And then she married Reuven. And Reuven died without children. She wants chalitza. So we don't give chalitza in 3 months. Because we'll have to announce that she's mutter lakuna. But she's not mutter lakuna anyway. She's already a grusha before she married Reuven. And still the Mishnah says, we say, no one gets chalitza after 3 months. For her, we say, allow chalitza. What? Grusha that remarried. That's why I said, John, I wanted to marry the family. Not from God. She was once a grusha. She married Reuven. Reuven died without children. Shimon wants to give her chalitza a week after the wedding. After the death of his brother. She thought that the client anyway. So this sort of week or clock is, she might be pregnant. But if we can make it, it works anyway. So if it works, why not do it? Zamki Gemara. Mishum the master on this island. Cut the first 3 months after her husband died, she's entitled to food from the husband's estate because she can't get married due to the fact that she's still bound because of the death of her husband. Therefore, now what it is, Ms. Marble will elaborate on this. First 3 months, the estate has to feed her. They're obligated to feed her as they are obligated to feed any widow. If you give her chalitza and you release her, she's now going to be stuck without any food. a chalutza does not get set to be a saint. Again, if a woman wanted a ksuba, it would be one thing. A lot of our mothers stick around to be fed and don't collect a ksuba. We had that in the text of ksuba. By giving a chalitza, you're removing that mezayin. So for 3 months, which is entitled to being fed to be a saint, we don't want to make her lose, so we say no chalitza for 3 months.
But Rabbi, chalitza is her decision. Rabbi, chalitza is her decision, right?
No, it's not.
So that's it. I mean, it's incumbent upon her to do it. Why can't she have the flexibility to decide whether or not she needs the financial support? Maybe she wants to marry somebody else.
But she can't get married for 3 months anyway. But she might be pregnant for the first husband.
But in any case, why can't she decide?
Try to answer Harvey first. Why don't you leave it up to her?
Yes. Because chalitza is her decision anyways, instead of going into this protect mode. It's
not really her decision.
Really,
it's her. You have to do chalitza. Right? The mitzvah, go do chalitza. The guy doesn't want to marry you. He wants to get chalitza and get out of the way. So we say, no, you're not allowed.
Since it's triggered by...
You're right.
Since it's
theoretically, we can say if the woman wants it, it's her own decision. But what happens if he wants it and she doesn't want to do it? And Bezim would put pressure on her to do chalitza. That's Corey.
Right.
No. Nothing to do with the time of the calendar. Mangrama means it's dependent on calendar time. Yom Chalitza have nothing to do with calendar. Rashi Grusha Mayikil Meimar, Amai Leitachla. Imhoit the Grusha Ma'achar, Kedim Shanaf Abba Sodat. She had been previously divorced. So I'm assuming he's Lakuna. She's already part of Lakuna, but Kaima, and she's already, but she's assuming he's Lakuna, Kaima, she's already part of Lakuna. Mayikil Meimar, Amai Leitachla. This woman's I need. Isla calls for some Nichta Baila. She gets fed all 3 months in the custom of her husband. The Tanya Mabai to the Shemite, like we will learn later on. The Kolta, last woman's I need. So the answer is maybe she wants to marry somebody else. But you want to lock him into it, but you can't get married out of a selection. Well, Mabsidla, and you'll make her lose in the dining. Now, the truth is, Tyson speaks out. And by the way, Harvey, this will answer your question, Tyson. Tyson says, according to this answer, it is not an isser. It's advice. We advise the woman, you're going to lose food. Tyson speaks out clearly that according to this answer, like Sachleit is an eitzah taipa. It's our advice to her. You're putting your food on the line. So Harvey, you're right. If she wants to do it anyway, according to this answer, she can go right ahead and do it. We advise her, it's not financially a sound decision to make. Financially, you don't make this kind of decision. That's what Tyson says. So you're right. In economics, going to this direction, it's her decision. But if she asks for advice, financial advice, if you're getting cut for 3 months, don't mess it up. Can't get married anyway. Tyson says, maybe Corey was right before she wants a ksuba. Right? She wants a ksuba. So it's advice. In economics, she can reject our advice according to this direction. You can reject our advice. Finally, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time tomorrow.